So, Hare Krishna. Nima Pandit is our translator, so we are in safe grounds. it's all right. This you will not. I'm very, very glad to greet all of you for this part of our program. Outside, the preparations are well underway to start a big yagya, the Nam Yagya, at 9 o'clock around. The demigods have already arrived, some of them in the nearby villages in Vimanas. They are at the moment showering and dressing. So in order to come into the right atmosphere, we will have now about 2 hours of lectures. There will be Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, and then one exalted Vaishnava, Jai Pataka Maharaj, who is also just getting ready to come, and he could be here within 20 minutes or half an hour or Jai Pataka time. Yes. So I would like to briefly address all of you on one very important item in Krishna consciousness. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by his disciples, Srila Prabhupada, how can we advance? And he gave an answer which no one wanted to hear. By your anxiety. Everyone was thinking, we had left our material life because we wanted to leave the anxiety. How can we now? Now we should become full of anxiety in Krishna consciousness? And Srila Prabhupada explained further. He gave the example of Mother Yashoda, who is always anxious for the well-being of Krishna. When Krishna leaves the village of Vrindavan to go for herding the cows in the forest, Mother Yashoda is every morning totally anxious. There is so much hot sun, Gopal, you will suffer. And there are pebbles and thorns on your path. Your feet are so soft. Then Mother Yashoda said, why did you have to be born amongst cowherders? And she was anxious for Krishna being a cow, acting as a cow herder. See, normally we are full of anxiety about ourselves. Will I get enough moneto? Dinara, yes, dinara, money, huh? Yeah. Will I look beautiful even in 2 years? will, or maybe I will be totally fat in 2 weeks. We are full of anxiety. Will I get this? Will I get first initiation? Will I get second initiation? Will I get sannyas initiation? Will I become a guru? Will I become a GBC? So much anxiety for ourselves. Spiritual life means to stop worrying for yourself. Instead, you should be eager for Krishna. This is what Prabhupada meant with anxiety. He meant the divine feeling of eagerness. Will I get my Krishna? Will I experience love for Krishna? Will I serve Krishna? This type of anxiety burns away all the obstacles in devotional service. There's a very nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is. Sorry. Bulia tomara samsara siya penana vida biata. O Lord, I forgot you. I came to this material world where I've experienced only pain. Now I come before you and tell you my story. And he says, when I was in the womb of my mother, I quickly saw you. Do you know that most of you have seen Krishna already? When we were in the intolerable narrowness of our mother's womb, he appeared. And when I saw you, my Lord, I promised, this time when I am born, I will surely serve you. But alas, alas, when I came out of my mother, I was bound by a network of illusions. And I didn't even have a drop of knowledge. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, and I lived all my life without you. This is a problem, Prabhus. We have forgotten Krishna and thought it's all right. We have forgotten our promise. My Lord, when I come out, I will surely worship you. And a devotee feels genuine anxiety about his fallen state. This anxiety is like a fire which burns away all Maya. That's how Prabhupada said, by anxiety you can become Krishna conscious. This anxiety or eagerness for Krishna can also manifest in one's chanting. This chanting should be our call for Krishna. My Lord, I forgot you. It's a loving call for the Lord. Now in Bhakti Ratna Kar, it says that the different instruments which are used in Kirtan for Krishna are also saying something which is while the Kirtan is going on. The sound of the midanga speaks philosophy. Please play them. No, but play it properly with the mantra. Tene, tene, tak. Thank you. This says something. It says, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. Those whose tongues are not lovingly attached to speaking about Krishna, shame on you. To those whose ears are not fond of hearing the katha of the charming qualities of Sri Krishna's pastimes, shame on you. Yeah. Now for the devotees, the Madanga beat engages them in Harinam Sankirtan. Then there is the preaching of the Karatas. This is the famous 1-2-3 rhythm, and it gives this message to the devotees. I will be victorious over death. I will be victorious over Yamaraj. And I will very happily be victorious over all his servants. Yeah, so it is said when death, Yamaraj, or his servants hear the ching 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 of the Karatas, they will not come close to the performers of Kirtan. This means no death, no Yamaraj, no Yamadutas. Haribol. Then the clapping of the hand. Thank you. It is chasing away the birds of sin. This body is like a tree, and there are many birds of sin who have unfortunately taken their home in this body. Yes. So by when they hear the clapping during kirtan, they will go away. Hare Krishna. Thank you. You are born kirtan lovers in Italy. So also the dancing in kirtan means something. It is said when someone dances, he should think, I have passed so many days engaged in material activities. I have fallen away from the Father of the universe. Therefore, today I behave like a child and dance before him. Some small children want to get the attention of the father. And sometimes they do this by dancing. So when you dance, please try to get the attention of Krishna, not of the Matajis or the Prabhus. Now, when the child doesn't get the attention of the father, what will he do? Those who are parents know what children do when they don't get the attention. They will throw themselves on the ground and roll. So sometimes in kirtan it is bona fide to roll on the ground to get the intention of Krishna finally. In this way, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a genuine way to express one's eagerness for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has reminded us that the only prize for our entry back home, back to Godhead, is our eagerness. And my dear devotees, this desire, this eagerness, it is born in the association of good devotees. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says there are two ways of associating with devotees. Hare Krishna! We have spotted you. The first way of associating with devotees is to listen to them. The words of devotees carry a specific power with them, which can awaken our tired hearts. The second way of associating with devotees is to follow their example. Let me do like these devotees do. My dear devotees, it is magical. If you do like the devotees do, something wonderful will happen. I have one god brother who has great faith in Radha Kund. He always carries a bottle of Radha Kund with him. And he says it is the water against all troubles. Every day he puts a drop of that water on his head. So I thought, let me do like him. I will follow the devotee. So 2 weeks ago, we were going with two ships over the North Sea. They were full with 60 devotees. We had a seminar on the ocean. Our motto was crossing the ocean of material life. The ocean became very wild when he heard this. There were waves so high. And the big ships were dancing up and down. Now most of the devotees felt so much difficulty in the stomach that they were feeding the fishes of the North Sea. At that moment I remembered the words of my god brother. Radhakund is the water against all troubles of material existence. And I poured a few drops on the ocean and prayed to Radharani, please save these devotees. After all, they came to eat prasadam, not to renounce prasadam. They have come to hear about Krishna consciousness. But if they are seasick for 2 days, they will have to go home. And it was magical. 3 drops of Radhakund water were pacifying an entire North Sea. It became as flat as a mirror. Yes, Krishna consciousness is magic. When we do like the devotees have inspired us to do, then life will become Krishna conscious. I always say after a festival, now comes festival part 2. The practical application. Let us not go and hear just like, this is what we all do. Let us hear to find out what point will inspire me. What point can I apply in my life? And then the magic will wander. If you just go into an association of devotees and then not change your life, it is not so desirable. Now to change your life, you need to listen much more carefully what the devotees wish to tell you. Hare Krishna. So, in this evening, we will have a very good chance to come close to Krishna. it says Krishna appears in this world in two forms. One is his holy name, and the other form is his pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. This is how Krishna comes into this world. This is how we can contact him. So this evening we want to perform a great yajna for his pleasure. We have a fire out there. We want to burn not only wood but also maya there. Our maya. Hare Krishna. It will be very dangerous to this evening when you come out of the circle of the Nam Yajna, you might not be the same any longer. Yes. I will now stop here, and we will most probably hear now from our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who will give us all the arguments to overcome the atheistic worldview. Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jay. Karatas, Midanga, hand clapping, dancing and rolling on the floor ki jay.